at this border. It's less than 24 hours, or about 24 hours, since those ground troops were sent into Lebanon, presumably the trigger for this reaction by Iran.
The Iranian mission in New York now appears to be indicating that the attack is over for now, and the Israeli army says there is no more threat from Iran for now. Israel's emergency services says there were two minor injuries from the attack in Jordan. Some are cheering Iran's attack on Israel. CBS's Allison Keyes says the president and vice president have been monitoring developments from the Situation Room.
President Biden says he met earlier with Vice President Harris and the National Security Team to discuss how the U.S. is prepared to help Israel defend itself against these attacks and protect American personnel in the region.
In Tel Aviv, a shooting has killed 8 people. Footage posted to social media shows gunmen getting off at a light rail station and opening fire. The gunmen have reportedly been killed. Thousands of dock workers from the East and Gulf Coasts have walked off the job as threatened.
This is Chris Miller in New Orleans. Passersby honk their support as dock workers picketed outside the port of New Orleans, claiming their pay has fallen behind inflation while the companies they work for post record profits. Blaine Ehrlich, president of the local longshoremen union, says in addition to better pay, they want to make sure they don't get replaced with machines.
Employers push automation under the guidance of safety, but it is really about cutting labor costs to increase their already exceptionally high profits.
And he says automation doesn't pay taxes or support local businesses.
Residents of Western North Carolina are struggling days after Hurricane Helene roared through. CBS's Jared Eggleston is in Salisbury.
The big frustration among people right now here is the lack of cell service, the lack of the ability to get access to the outside world so that they can let their loved ones know, A, that I'm safe, or B, that they need help.
President Biden will be in North Carolina tomorrow. On Wall Street, about 2 hours before the close, the stock market is reacting negatively to the Iranian attack on Israel. The Dow is down about 0.25%, S&P 500 off about 1%, NASDAQ off more than 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine and Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days, or we only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap, and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Thanks for being here with me on my Tuesday. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells and Money Money on WRJN.
Yeah. Park, to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Let it. waves the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, usually on Tuesdays, we hear from Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and he wraps up the weekend box office for us. Well, Brett was unavailable today, so I made our own Don Rosen do it. Don?
At number five, Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis with a disappointing $915,000. Speak No Evil in the number four position, adding $1.1 million to the coffers. In number three position, it was Transformers 1, $2.8 million. At number two, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, adding $4.4 million to its already $250 million. And number one, the animated movie The Wild Robot in its first week, making $9.5 million.
All right, it's Don Rosen and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Timeless hits from the Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Windows open last night while you're sleeping. Breeze coming in. It's going to feel nice and cool tonight. Partly cloudy and a low of 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 69.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do but spend all my time out of my mind over you. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. Over you.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. As per policy, the officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. The State Department of Criminal Investigation is leading the inquiry. Tonight's Racine City Council meeting might not last long. Six council members are threatening a boycott to protest what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of power. The boycotting members claim the mayor has restricted their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. With an open seat on the council, the absence of all six alders would prevent a quorum, potentially bringing city business to a standstill. A plea deal is likely for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy facing 40 felony charges. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. Additional charges included exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday with court records saying a plea is being worked on. A hearing was set for the end of November. And Case High hosts an event this week for teens looking for careers in trades. It's called Teens and Trades Day Friday, with the event aimed at sparking interest in non-traditional careers. The event focuses on fields such as construction, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. Over 800 kids showed up last year. There's a sign-up on the RUSD website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Bye.
Hope Can We Listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. There's Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain. That's a song he wrote with Philip Cody. Now, Philip Cody wrote for lots of people, including Huey Lewis in the News and the Carpenters.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Baby,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's Elvis Presley and Suspicious Minds. Now, it was on this date in 1956, after test audiences gave a negative reaction to Elvis Presley dying at the end of the film Love Me Tender, the king was called back to reshoot the scene, and the new ending, the hero lived.
Just let me hear some of that. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony.
We're still the one. We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right. So yesterday, I heard in the news on WRJN that SpaceX was grounded again.
Yeah. So this is due to the launch of the Crew 9 mission, the mission that is ultimately going to be bringing home those stranded astronauts in February.
Right.
And on the way up there, the first part of the rocket, everything went perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the rocket got the astronauts where they needed to be going. But when it started to come back down, it missed the area of the ocean that it was meant to be landing in.
Ooh, that could be dangerous.
Well, yes. So that is why the grounding. It still landed in the ocean. Nobody was hurt or anything. But in order to understand why it did not perform the way that it was expected to perform, it will not be launching until they complete such an investigation.
Now, I said that SpaceX was grounded again. They've been grounded a few times this summer.
Yeah. So once was due to a launch failure with some satellites on board. And the second was due to a landing failure because SpaceX reuses its rockets.
Right.
They land them and one of them failed to land. So I would say that this is closer to the second than the first one, because like that first grounding, everything got where it needed to go. It was just a what happens after that.
Mm-hmm. So how long will this last, you think?
The first one lasted a couple of weeks. The second one lasted 3 days. So it could be quick.
Any minute now.
Yeah, you never know. The hope is that it doesn't end up delaying any of the upcoming missions that are scheduled to launch, like the Europa Clipper or the Hera mission for the European Space Agency.
All right. That's Teddy Vollman. He keeps us up to date on all things space. Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad. I'm sad.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel's military